neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yaakov Avinu Shalom is just about to meet Esav. It's about that he prepared himself with three matters. One, to give him gifts and pray to Ribono Shel Olam, and if there is needed, to go to war. So he first was planning to give him a bribe, to give him a gift. So if it doesn't work, then I has to pray to Ribono Shel Olam, to do tefillah.
Tefillah first?
Well, tefillah takes time. That's why people come late to Bet Knesset and leave fast. So tefillah, it needs, as Gemara brings, it needs lots of backup. It's called chizuk, because praying requires faith. So if you don't have faith, then you don't have patience. When you don't have patience, so then you cannot pray to something that you don't see, you don't feel. So you rather do other things. People eat more or pray more because they eat more, because they believe in eating. Why? Because when you eat, what happens to you? You get fulfilled. You feel heavy. So you see the effect right away. But to pray and read some Tehillim, what happened? There's nothing. That's what people think. That's the wrong imagination that they have. So that's why you see people, they go to market more than to come to Beit Knesset. You see, the market is packed. Why? Because everybody is there is a line, you know, to pay to the cashier. Here we don't charge you. It's free. But, and not only that, you know, it doesn't stay. And not only that, you put the food, you know, in the refrigerator or, you know, in the kitchen, after a few days, becomes rotten, you know, it's not usable anymore. But one Pasuk of Tehillim stays for thousands and thousands of thousand years. So now, here Yaakov Alav Shalom prepared himself to give gift to Esav, so would not need to go to physical war with them, and then to pray to Hashem. And if not, he has to do whatever that needs to do. Sefadim met Zatzal, this is a very beautiful thing. He says that in chapter of Shema, that we recite three times a day, there's a command that we remind ourselves. We have to love Hashem. So this is a mitzvah that we have to have in mind, that we observe loving Hashem, because there's a mitzvah that constantly you could say, I love you Hashem, I love you Hashem, you're the best, you're the greatest, and then you observe the direct command from the Torah. Because here, the first pasuk of Shema actually is the pasuk from the Torah. It says, V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. So now, to love Hashem is a mitzvah. So that means, here, you can observe the direct command from the Torah. So Sefadim Met says, that we say, Bechol Levavecha. What does it mean, Bechol Levavecha? With all your heart, 100%. Bechol Levavecha. So now here, how Sefadim Met explains that Yaakov prepared to do tefillah. This is Bechol Levavecha. And then he says, Bechol Nafshecha. With all your soul. This is to go to the war. To even give your life. And then Bechol Ma'odecha. With all your money. So that means he gave gift to Esav. So Sefadim Met learns exactly what Yaakov Avinu did to confront with Esav. He learned it from Shema. Bechol Levavecha, Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol Ma'odecha. So that's the code that is brought in the Shema. So now here we see that he decided to be very, very cautious. What did he do? He placed his daughter Dinah in a box. Why? Because When Esav met with Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he told them, "Mi ele hamachane that I've run into." So "mi ele" is the same letters of le'a imenu, le'a. So he actually told Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, "I was supposed to marry le'a. You took her, but she didn't belong to you." So when he says "mi ele," actually is le'a. Ele, the same letter as le'a. So now, so he was waiting for a replacement. So if she didn't marry le'a, so at least give me the dina. So now here Midrash brings, because Yaakov Avinu Shalom hid dina from Esav, he was punished. Ah, so now here that's the whole question here. That we see, because he didn't want Esav as a chatan, so what happened? Shechem ben Hamor. That's what happened. So now here is a very strange thing. Why? Because Le'ai Menu is praised. Why? Because she prayed to not become the wife of Esav. So we praise her. So here, Dina, Hashem punished Yaakov Avinu. Why Le'ah is praised, but Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom is punished because Dina was not given to Esav. Why?
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.